Today is the feast day of the great Saint Alphonsus Liguori. Saint Alphonsus was a bishop and doctor of the church. Very interesting and fascinating life. Experienced many crosses during his lifetime, but also bore great fruit for the church. He's a bishop and doctor of the church. Born in Naples in the year 1696 and lived to be 91 years of age, dying also in Italy in the year 1787. He came from a very wealthy and noble family, and his father was an officer in the Royal Navy. His baptismal name was Alphonsus, Mary, Anthony, John, Francis, Cosmas, Damien, Michael, Casper, but they called him Al for short. He was a genius. He began studying law at the age of 13, earned a double doctorate, a doctorate in canon law as well as civil law at the age of 16. Brilliant man. Practiced law for 10 years. As an attorney, he tried to serve God and help the poor in the matters of justice, but was disillusioned after about 10 years of a law practice, and he devoted himself completely to serving God in the church, began to study for the priesthood, and after his ordination spent most of his early years as a priest giving parish missions, hearing confessions, and preaching, primarily in the country parishes doing missions. As a priest, he was very friendly, very kind, very quiet sense of humor. He helped to establish a religious order of sisters. And then a number of young men began to form around him to begin what would later be called the Order of the Most Holy Redeemer, or the Redemptorists. I'm sure all of you have heard of the Redemptorists. And they had a good start, but after a few years, they all abandoned him, except for one brother. But eventually, the order was rebuilt. And when he was 66 years of age, he was chosen to be a bishop. He refused. He shuddered at the thought of this awesome responsibility, but the Pope said, no, he must do it. So he went into this lax diocese and began to work with the reform of the clergy, and he stressed the importance of regular confession. He cleaned up the seminary and began to give missions throughout his diocese. And he did this until his health broke down about the age of 80. He had terrible sufferings. He was so bent over. His neck was so bent over that he had a hole in his chest because of the wound caused by his neck. He was old, crippled, lost most of his hearing, most of his sight. There were many problems within his order. Some of the members of his order wanted to kick him out of the own order that he had founded. And when he was old and frail, they made him sign a document which did just that. Eventually, the order was able to be reconciled. The last 18 months of his life, he spent in what we call like the dark night of the soul. Temptations against faith, dryness in prayer, really no feelings of comfort or consolation in his prayer life. Many temptations against many virtues, against the virtues of faith and hope and other virtues. He had to deal with scrupulosity and fears. But through this, the Lord was able to help comfort him and gave him occasional joys and ecstasies. He died at the age of 91. He was beatified in the year 1816, canonized in 1839, declared a doctor of the church in 1871, and is declared the patron saint of moral theologians and confessors in the year 1950. His writings are brilliant, amazing. For example, his writings in moral theology, which went through 60 editions over the last hundreds of years, the three-volume work. In that, he has over 800 authors that he draws from. There are 70,000 references that he quotes from Scripture and these other writers. He wrote one of the greatest books about the Blessed Mother ever written, next to De Montfort's True Devotion. It's called The Glories of Mary. I'm sure some of you have read this. If you haven't, read the book called The Glories of Mary. He also has the book on the Eucharist, on the priesthood, on religious life. Just a brilliant author and theologian. So So I really encourage you to read his writings. He had to deal with the errors of the day, which was, on the one hand, Jansenism, on the other hand, laxity. And so he was able to steer the church and moral theologians and confessors to the balance of, on the one hand, rigorism, on the other hand, laxity. And so that's why he's the patron saint of moral theologians. So I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Alphonsus Liguori, and you can venerate this relic after Mass. The intercession of this great saint, Alphonsus Liguori, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.